Fact or fiction? True or false? There are many stories that help us understand how our world works. Some of these stories are definitely true. Yet there are some that could be true and some that are just plain false. Stories are often passed down from one generation to another as legends. They can be entertaining and they can also help us understand more about the world we live in. However, sometimes facts can become mixed with fiction. When we hear stories, we sometimes have to decide for ourselves whether they are true or false. Do they have facts that can be proved? Are they just myths or stories and ideas that are mostly true? Could this be a UFO? Leaping lemmings, fact or fiction? The lemming is a little mouse-like animal that lives in the northern parts of the world. Many people have heard that thousands of lemmings can suddenly run to the edge of a cliff and leap off, often killing themselves. However, no one has ever seen enormous groups of lemmings doing this. About every 3 or 4 years, food can become scarce for lemmings because their population has grown. There are so many lemmings that some have to move to other places to look for food. They may go into places they do not know, and this is when some might fall off cliffs. It is thought that the story of lemmings leaping off cliffs by the thousands may have started because of a movie. The movie makers made it look as if lemmings were doing this, so the movie would be more exciting. An apple on the head, fact or fiction? Sir Isaac Newton was a scientist who discovered the law of gravity. People have heard that Isaac Newton once fell asleep under an apple tree. Suddenly, he was awoken by an apple falling on his head. He leaped up, shouting, "Gravity made the apple fall!" Did the apple really fall on him? No one knows for sure, but people who knew him have written that it never did. Newton had actually been studying gravity and thinking about it for many years. The story of the apple may have some truth, however. When Newton was thinking about gravity, he thought about apples and how they fell down from a tree and not up or sideways. Vanishing boats and planes, fact or fiction? The Bermuda Triangle is a place in the Atlantic Ocean where hundreds of boats and planes have strangely vanished, most never to be seen again. There have been many stories about the mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle. Some people believe boats and planes were sucked into the sky or taken by aliens. Others say that something in the seawater made them disappear. Are these stories true? The Bermuda Triangle is one of the places on the planet where a compass does not work properly. This can cause problems. Also, there are often sudden thunderstorms and waterspouts that can mean disaster for boats and planes. Maybe the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle is a mystery, and maybe it is not. Bermuda Triangle. Lightning strikes a kite. Fact or fiction? Benjamin Franklin was an expert in many things, and he was very interested in electricity. He lived during the 1700s, and back then some people thought that lightning was a punishment from the sky. Benjamin Franklin had other ideas. He wanted to prove that lightning was a form of electricity. Many people have heard the story that Ben Franklin flew a kite in a thunderstorm to prove this. He tied a metal key to the string he was holding. When Franklin touched the key, there was a spark. This spark, almost like a small bolt of lightning, was electricity. Many doubt this story, because a bolt of lightning going down the string would have probably killed anyone holding the kite. The air during the thunderstorm was filled with static electricity, the energy that causes lightning. This static caused the spark when Franklin touched the key. Lightning didn't need to hit the kite to prove Ben Franklin's theory. Benjamin Franklin tests his theory. A monster in the lake. Fact or fiction? Many people say there is a huge monster living in a lake, Loch Ness, in Scotland. They describe it as something like a dinosaur with a long neck and call it the Loch Ness Monster. People have searched for this monster with hot air balloons, submarines, underwater microphones, night vision cameras, and sound waves, yet no monster has ever been found. To explain the mystery, some people think that huge fish in the lake could have been mistaken for a monster. Others think that the monster is just bubbles in the water caused by a volcano. Scientists believe that there would not be enough food in the lake to feed such a large animal. Still, people keep looking for the monster, hoping for proof that it does exist. A model of the monster. Loch Ness in Scotland. Bigfoot lives. Fact or fiction? The story of Bigfoot has been talked about for many years, maybe even hundreds of years. Bigfoot is described as a huge animal, like an ape, that roams most of the Northwest United States and Canada. So, is Bigfoot real? Thousands of people say they have seen Bigfoot, but there is no proof that it exists. No one has ever found any Bigfoot bones or bodies. Yet tracks, hair, and droppings that do not match any other wild animal have been found. Some scientists believe that this is enough evidence to study it. Scientists need hard facts, though. Bones, teeth, a body, or blood could prove that a creature such as Bigfoot truly does live on our planet. People are still searching for these hard facts, but until they are found, the Bigfoot mystery remains just that, a mystery. Photograph of a possible Bigfoot creature. A flat earth. Fact or fiction? Christopher Columbus was an explorer who crossed the Atlantic Ocean hundreds of years ago and landed in the Americas. Many people who lived back in the days of Columbus thought that the earth was flat, and that if Columbus sailed beyond the horizon, his ship would fall off the edge of the earth. Actually, the fact that the earth is round has actually been known for thousands of years. The ancient Greeks first discovered this. The flat earth myth was widely believed because someone wrote a book about Christopher Columbus and wrongly stated that everyone but Columbus thought the earth was flat. The story was believed for hundreds of years. In fact, children studied it in a school as a true story. Flat? In the early days, many people believed explorers could fall off the edge of the earth. Round? Red sky at night. Sailor's delight. Fact or fiction? Many years ago, when people lived and worked on the land and sea, the weather was very important. Because there weren't any machines to help tell the weather, people had to watch for patterns that might predict the weather for the next day. They sometimes made up rhymes so they could remember these patterns. Red sky in the morning, sailor's warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Some rhymes were nonsense, but this was one that could be proved by science. A reddish light in the western sky at sunset is caused by sunlight passing through dust in the air. When it is wet or windy, the dust goes into the rain clouds. So, a red sky at night means good weather. Sunrise. Sunset. Crop circle hoax. Fact or fiction? For many years, different patterns have been appearing in grain fields throughout the world. These are called crop circles. There have been many explanations for this mystery. Some people believed the patterns were tracks made by animals. Some thought they were proof of visitors from outer space. Others thought that satellites in space used a laser to make the amazing patterns. There were so many crop circles that some people decided to study them. Then one day, two men admitted they had been designing and making crop circles for years. They said they used only rope and wooden boards to bend the grain and make their shapes. When they went into the fields, they never left any footprints because they walked on long sticks. But some people still believed that a person could not bend a grain stem without breaking it. Also, how could only a few people make so many circles so quickly? Some thought instead that the crop circles could have been made by whirlwinds. The whirlwinds would weaken the stalks and force them to bend in the same direction. Thousands of crop circles still appear throughout the world today. People studying crop circles now know that many are made by humans. Still, there are fascinating designs that seem impossible for a person to make. Some of the patterns have more than 100 circles. To do this sort of design in only one night, a person would have to make each circle in 2 minutes or less. Because of this, crop circles remain a fact or fiction mystery for many. Watching for wild whirlwind-causing weather. A whirlwind. A blurry line. It can be very hard to decide what is true or false, fact or fiction. Some stories have been told so many times that they feel true, and people may no longer even question whether they are or not. Sometimes the story sounds so good we just want to believe it is true. Scientists need facts to prove that stories are true, but fiction is valuable too. Some good ideas in fiction can be turned into facts. For instance, there are people traveling through space and walking on the moon in some fictional stories. Now, these ideas have become reality and help greatly improve our lives. There will always be stories and mysteries for people to think about and question. Some will be proved as fact or fiction, and for those that aren't, we may just have to judge for ourselves. A Congamotto? A Bigfoot? Index. Aliens. Ancient Greeks. Atlantic Ocean. Bermuda Triangle. Canada. Electricity. Grain. Gravity. Loch Ness Monster. Patterns. Population. Proof. Satellites. Scientists. United States. Weather. Rain clouds. Thunderstorm. Whirlwind.